Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There are some names that are so iconic.
Yeah.
Literally anything they have touched is worth a fortune. Mm. And with this man's icon status... And this movie, for people of a certain age, being like the creme de la creme of this type of movie.
Oh.
There's no way these only go for what they're expecting.
Can't wait to hear what it is.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you a Bruce Lee guy?
I followed him. Kind of.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like, there are some guys that are super into kung fu.
I mean, his story is bigger than his movies to me.
Okay, so you're a snob is what you're
Yeah.
You're Bruce Lee snob.
I'm more into his personal story than I am into the movies, man. You know, if you want to be a movie guy, that's cool, but I don't think you're getting deep enough in the Lee.
But he is a global icon.
Yes, he is. Bruce Lee has several pieces of personal memorabilia that's about to be auctioned off.
Yeah.
Right. Among the iconic items being auctioned... will be his legendary nunchucks from the movie Enter the Dragon.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. They were handmade to his specification. They were the ones that he actually uses in the movie. So you've seen them on film.
All right.
And they could be yours.
How much?
If the price is right. So it's an auction, but they have an estimate of what they think they'll go for. Tommy, do you want to take a shot?
$50,000.
You hit it right on the head.
Wow. You're kidding me.
You hit it right. Wow, you finally did
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
you know your Bruce Lee fact.
Crowdy. Well, he's more into the life than I do.
I'm actually surprised it's not more.
It's going to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, like, these are one of a kind.
But then, don't forget, he's a global icon, so you're dealing with people that love him.
Right.
You're thinking of, like, rich Asian businessman.
How did I say
drives everything up. There's going to be a guy, there's going to be a Hong Kong billionaire or a dude in Tokyo. Or some startup guy in Vietnam that's going to drop
why
large
Why are they
bank.
Starting in Vietnam?
Yeah.
They've had a pretty good startup. They've had a decent run the last couple of years.
No, but you know it's going to be some Asian tech dude.
There's the tech dude mixed with just people that, I mean, think about old Hollywood memorabilia in general goes for an extreme amount of money. Like, this falls under so many categories of super fans.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be... Now, I'm really hoping that the buyer stays anonymous, because if it is an Asian billionaire that buys a nunchucks, would be really upset.
Mm-hmm.
No, Kimmy, these things are going to go for, like, $250,000, right?
I would think. I'm surprised it's starting so low.
Here's why. So that's not the start. That's what they expect them to
or
go
expect,
for.
Okay, yes. I didn't know if, like, that's where the bidding started.
But here's what makes these nunchucks so cool.
What's that?
I mean, past the attachment to Bruce Lee, past being in an iconic movie like that, it's one of the few things you can buy from a celebrity auction that you can actually use.
Oh, yeah. Because you could fart around with them.
Yeah. Other memorabilia.
You could take out a lamp in your house.
Take out yourself.
Other memorabilia we've seen, it's not really functional, right? Like, you're not going to wear the hat from Indiana Jones out of the house, right? No. You're going to put that under glass.
Some people in this room might.
You're not going to throw a Super Bowl I used football around the backyard. Mm. That thing's going.
Yeah.
You could mess with these, and they would still be in good condition, because that's what they're meant for.
Right.
And
you can beat them up.
You cannot pay for these nunchucks and not at least in the house once take your shirt off in the living room and play with them.
All right. Yeah.
Fair enough?
Do you kind of have to know what you're doing with nunchucks, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Nunchucks looks like the easiest
they
of weapons.
They look scary if you don't know how to, like, swing them around.
Well, it looks like it's the greatest weapon to knock yourself out.
Yes.
Look, there is a generation of boys around my age that are nunchucks experts thanks to the costumes and toys we got from the Ninja Turtles.
There were a lot. There's big ninja theme going on in the mid 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the kids' movies, they all did like karate.
Three Ninjas,
or some
that was
sort
a good
of,
one. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Tum Tum.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, like I had, when I was a kid, I had all four of the Ninja Turtles playsets. What they did was it was the mask,
yeah,
and it had a plastic turtle nose on it. And then you got the weapon associated with the turtle.
Okay.
So you got Donatello's bow.
Yeah.
You got Leonardo's swords. You got Raphael's size.
You're the nunchuck one.
Yeah. And you got, Michelangelo's nunchucks. And let me tell you something, man. I use the hell out of those nunchucks. And I got moves with nunchucks to this day. It's like riding a bike. You give me an hour, I'm back.
For every sibling that had the Ninja Turtle nunchucks, there was another sibling that despised those Ninja Turtle nunchucks.
Well, like my brother and I would play Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And I always wanted the nunchucks because the nunchucks could hurt you the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, they
were. They hard? I mean, they were, like, legit.
They were, like hollow plastic. Right. Hollow plastic.
But
right?
They would still sting.
Oh, well, we did. Because, yeah, like, I remember, like, the Leonardo sword that bent in half real quick. That was over, right? You couldn't use that. The Donatello bow was hollow inside, and you couldn't get good torque on it, right? The size, they were just plastic. They didn't hurt that much. But for whatever reason, the nunchucks, like, once you got them going, they were just hollow enough where it was like, ha-cha! And it was like the whip of a towel.
I remember you could buy, like, legitimate ones as a kid.
You could?
Oh, yeah. In Florida? Absolutely.
Okay, you didn't say
but those are probably real nunchucks.
They were nunchucks made out of alligator.
And I remember kids also having those stars.
The Ninja Stars,
yeah. Like, I remember them taking them to school and showing people.
Oh, man.
Like actual Ninja Stars?
Yeah. Yeah. But don't forget, those movies were huge in the 70s.
Well, I didn't think they let kids have actual weapons.
Yes.
Bro, you could buy that stuff at, like, stores. But now this is
you could buy them at, like, stores.
This is Florida 1970s.
Man.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We're talking about how Bruce Lee, there is a massive memorabilia sale auction of some of his personal stuff. Among the items, it looks like the most exciting item is his nunchucks from Enter the Dragon. They were made specifically for him. You can own them, and they believe they're going to go for 50 grand. The break room is calling way over the $50,000 price. Is there a more iconic weapon you would want to own from a movie?
I would think the biggest weapon of all time would be Clint Eastwood's 44 Magnum.
I don't even know why you have to come in, because not only did I hit you on Rich Asian Businessman, I knew you were going to say Clint Eastwood.
Like, because he even explains in the movie what he's holding in his hand to the guy he's about to shoot. Like, he breaks it down like he's reading it from the manual.
What about Indiana Jones's whip? That's not more iconic.
The bullwhip would be a big one.
I mean, the Star Wars lightsaber is always a...
Yeah, but that's not a real... You can't,
and
like...
don't forget, it's in Indiana Jones, he doesn't pull out the whip. He pulls out a gun and shoots that guy. He leaves. Right.
He shoots a guy.
But he uses a gun. He goes all Clint on his ass.
I can't think of a more iconic weapon.
Not one that would be like widely well known.
Well, I guess when it comes to the nunchucks of Bruce Lee, everybody knows Bruce Lee. Not everyone watched kung fu movies. Like, you have to be a special kind of person to watch kung fu. Mm-hmm. I was never that guy, right? Kareem's in Enter the Dragon, right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Is that the one he's in?
Yeah, he practiced with him, with Bruce Lee.
It's very strange to think that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in multiple iconic movies in the 1970s, right? Because he was in Airplane too, right? There's no one like that today.
No. Especially him, because he didn't come across as that guy.
He was intellectual. Super intellectual.
He was.
See, go home.
Big jazz guy.
Shut up! You know, he liked Bruce for the life that Bruce led.
Yes.
Kimmy, what do we got over here?
I was just looking up like iconic movie weapons, and there are a lot of them from scary movies, like Jason's machete, stuff like that.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd want the gun from Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, but having that bloody chainsaw would be cool.
Zorro sword.
Oh, Zorro.
Get out of here. It's been so many Zorro movies, I can't
even the original Zorro. From the 1920s.
What, are you going to go fencing? Shut up. Why? That's such a sissy weapon.
The mini gun from Men in Black is listed on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the hell wants that?
I don't know.
One that's like little, but it makes a big boom. Noisy Cricket, I think is what it's called. Oh, I'm sad I know that.
How about something from like James Bond?
Okay, so that, but I can't tell you what weapon he used.
Yeah.
I can't either, because he had like 1,000, like the car was a goddamn weapon. Remember the machine gun coming out of the grill, and it had like the oil slick and the smoke screen and all that stuff?
What about the Batarang? You can have the Batarang, or you can have Bruce Lee's nunchucks.
What's the Batarang?
The Batman Boomerang.
Oh! Off the utility belt. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Here's a big one. Scarface's machine gun.
Oh!
Eh.
Yeah.
But you know there is a big market for that out there.
Here's the
Say hello to my little friend.
I got you. I can't picture in my head what the guy, I've seen the movie. I just can't picture, like the gun doesn't look
like a machine gun.
It just looks like a machine
gun.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whip is iconic. The nunchucks, I can see those in my head. The machine gun's just a machine gun. I can get any machine gun and be like, oh, it's Scarface machine gun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.